by late afternoon on 6 April, SIX, 6 April, East Longitude Date, Hellcat and Corsair fighters from 2 TWO, fast carrier task groups of the United States Pacific Fleet, commanded by Rear Admirals, plural, Admirals, Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, C, Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N, and J, J, Clark, initials
J, repeat,
U.S. Navy, had shot down about 150 enemy aircraft which were attempting to attack Fleet FLEET surface units in the area of the Ryukyus, R-Y-U-K-Y-U-S. This tally of damage is preliminary and incomplete. Some ships of our forces received minor damage, but all remain fully operational. 2. United States troops on Okinawa, O-K-I-N-A-W-A, continued to attack in both the northern and southern sectors. At midday, the Marine 3rd, T-H-I-R-D, Amphibious Corps had advanced 3,000 to 5,500 yards against small scattered groups of the enemy on Ishikawa, I-S-H-I-K-A-W-A, Isthmus, I-S-T-H-M-U-S. In the south, the 24th, 24 Army Corps was encountering stiffened enemy resistance in areas organized by the enemy for defense and supported by enemy artillery. Our forces were being supported continuously by ships' gunfire and by carrier aircraft. During the night of 5-6 April, 9 N-I-N-E, enemy planes were shot down near our forces around Okinawa. 3. In capturing the Karama, K-E-R-A-M-A, group of islands preliminary to the attack on Okinawa, United States forces killed 539 of the enemy and captured 166 prisoners of war. 4. Search aircraft of Fleet Air Wing 1, O-N-E, shot down 2 TWO enemy aircraft in the Ryukyus, R-Y-U-K-Y-U-S, area on 6 April. That is the end of Sinkpoa Communique number 323.
This is Don Fryer off the coast of Okinawa. Naha, the capital city of Okinawa, and all of the islands between Formosa and Kyushu, is destined to be the first Japanese city in all history to fall to a foreign army. If it hadn't been for Japanese soldiers with rifles, machine guns, tanks, mortars, and artillery, I could have walked there a few hours ago in about the time it takes New York commuters to get home at night. And if it hadn't been for a ridge of hills or two, I could have seen it easily. But before we get to Nauvoo, the battle must be fought. It began in earnest yesterday. A couple of hundred yards ahead, below an observation post overlooking a green valley, you could see a long line of American soldiers advancing just below the crest of a little ridge. From beyond the ridge, Jap mortars were firing now and then. Ahead and to the left, in the face of low hills that stretched southwest across the front, you could see the narrow, flat slits of Jap pillboxes. Most of them had been knocked out, but they had caused a lot of damage first. And from some of them, machine guns still crackled every little while, so that you could never tell when it would be safe to raise your head. There will be more of this, much, much more, before we can call this island ours. We are running into prepared Jap positions now for the first time, and enemy troops are moving up. About 200 yards,
200 of them,
were caught by naval guns on a road just south of where we were and were wiped out. But there are many more behind them.
Also,
it might be well to emphasize the fact that the land phase of this campaign is only a part of it. I don't know what the figures are, but I should guess that the Navy will suffer casualties and physical damage possibly greater than the Army and Marines, in drastic contrast to Iwo Jima. Japanese claims in this regard, however, are fantastically exaggerated. Almost every night since we came here, and often in daylight, we have been attacked by enemy planes and sometimes by small boats. I doubt if any battle in the Pacific will cost the Japs more airplanes. During the last attack, I saw 7 of them go down in about 30 minutes, and that was only a small fraction of the total. But we also will have our losses. And we also have our heroes, with stories that will thrill the nation when they can be told. Of course, in the background of everyone's mind here is the possibility that our invasion of Okinawa, which apparently had much to do with the downfall of the Koiso cabinet in Tokyo, might also lure the remnants of the Japanese fleet out of hiding. If that should happen, we'll be met in the spirit of a small boat coxswain with whom I was riding when a Japanese plane was shot down the other day. He watched it splash into the sea and then remarked disdainfully, "They're crazy. They ought to know that they can't fool around with us." This is Don Pryor, off the coast of Okinawa. I return you to the United States.
This is Don Pryor off the coast of Okinawa. Our Okinawan honeymoon seems to be over. Down on the southern front this afternoon, where the infantry is driving across the capital of Naha, I saw men fighting the horrible kind of war that they have fought in ever parts of the Pacific. Ambulance after ambulance was rolling back full of wounded men. Up in a frontline observation post, I visited Lieutenant General Charles Oakes Johnston of Olympia, Washington, a battalion commander at 23. In front of him, the Japs have what seems to be a full reinforced battalion. Yesterday, they counterattacked, sending 2 tanks and groups of 15 to 20 soldiers up a narrow draw in front of Johnston's line. They were stopped by artillery fire directed by a moving bottle player. At the same time, other groups of 15 to 20 Japs tried to break through around his left flank using heavy machine guns and heavy mortars. Colonel Johnston, who has fought through other Pacific campaigns, says it was the heaviest concentration of Japanese fire he has ever seen. They were stopped,
The battalion took 27 casualties on the left flank, including their Mormon chaplain, who had gone out with medical corpsmen to pick up a wounded man. At Johnson's right, another battalion found the first heavy 10-foot pillbox today seen on Okinawa, the kind we found everywhere on Iwo Jima. Evidence continues to pile up to bear out the impression that the Japanese command was completely surprised by our landing here. There along the road from Ginawan south, hundreds of pine trees have been cut down and sawed up quite recently into logs that are now stacked in big piles. They're about 10 or 12 feet long and a foot or more thick, ideal for roadblocks, for toolboxes, and other fortifications. Until yesterday, we had moved too fast for the Japs to make any use of. But today, one company of Colonel Johnson's battalion was held up for several hours by a roadblock made of these logs, covered by a well-placed heavy machine gun and barbed wire. Apparently, these Japanese units we met late yesterday and today are the outposts of the main enemy line which pushes from coast to coast. This is John Dyer off the coast of Okinawa. I retain you to the United States.